You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We begin with a market update, taking a look at what has been moving the markets throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by founder at Just One Lap, Simon Brown, to take a look at some of these movements throughout the day. Good evening, Si. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with markets coming back with a vengeance, seemingly fighting back ahead of the interest rate decision that is all but priced in to take place tomorrow. Equity markets across the world, including South Africa, having a really good day.
Jimmy, evening, 100%. I thought you were going to say to me, where were the winners? And the winners were everywhere. I'm looking at my screen, and we're talking local. They're all up over a percent, nicely up over a percent. If I look at my heat map, there's some red out there, but I mean, it's barely more than a handful of red stocks, and some big movers. And as you point out, I mean, we've got FOMC tomorrow, we've got MPC on Thursday, BOJ on Friday, and you know, the key point is, hello rate cuts at last. It's been a tough couple of years, and markets are getting excited.
How much more excitement is there in the market? I mean, typically we kind of see this in the build-up to any major decision where markets start to anticipate what could come out. If tomorrow comes around and we get a 50 basis point rate cut, how much of a frenzy is that going to cause in the equity space?
This does look like buy the rumor, sell the news. In other words, you're getting excited ahead of this, and then tomorrow we get a rate cut from Jerome Powell and his team, and everyone's like, well, now what? And we start selling into what's been already. S&P's trading at all-time highs, NASDAQ top 40 just off all-time highs. You say markets the world over have been running. And this does very much look like we're going to run, and we'll probably run tomorrow as well. And then tomorrow evening, rather, after the Fed statement, which will be 8:30 our time, I think markets are going to take a bit of a breather. They've got quite frothy. And let's be clear, Jimmy, we've been talking interest rate cuts. I mean, what? They were supposed to start in January. We're now in September. The story's long in the tooth to a degree, and I think markets will sell off. But I also want to stress, you know, not a bear market. We'll see or sell off. There is no sense here that we're going to start moving into bear markets. It'll just be a buy the rumor, sell the news type of scenario.
So we will see some form of pullback, but overall markets remain optimistic. Along with that optimism, we got consumer confidence data in South Africa that suggests that consumer confidence is at a five-year high. Clearly, the consumer market also desperately looking forward to those rate cuts, even though that data would have come out a long time before we knew for certain that we were getting these cuts.
100%. There's a lot as a South African consumer to be more confident about. Eskom, thank you for the electricity. The two-pot, I mean, by Wednesday last week, we had 160,000 withdrawals for 4.1 billion. That adds some confidence to it. Inflation is down, and as you say, the expectation that rates would start coming down. Maybe we had hoped it would be July, but it looks like September. And I think there's a fair bit to start getting consumers just that little more confident. I mean, more news today that the all things equal, if they stay as they are, we get another plus one rand cut on petrol in October. It's been after a tough four and a half years for people, South Africans, it's been a surprisingly positive and good 6 months. So consumer sentiment improving didn't surprise me. That does make sense.
Clearly, we have much to be optimistic about. Hopefully, that optimism does last and does translate into some positive movements. Simon, I want to look at some of the movements that took place throughout the day today. OUTsurance giving us some numbers today, and the market absolutely loving those numbers.
Absolutely. I mean, short-term insurers are a great product because they really have pricing flexibility. They essentially redo your policy every 6 months every 12 months and decide whether or not you're going to pay more or less depending on their risk. Earnings, normalized earnings up 20% and some change. The full-year dividend almost 30% higher. And then just for the heck of it, a special dividend of 40 cents. And to me, the weirdest part is, they paid a special dividend last year as well. That was only 8.5 cents, but nonetheless. Australia doing well, South Africa doing great. Ireland still costing lots of money, but that's very, very new in their world. Life doing nicely. They essentially cross-selling products to existing clients. And overall, a good set of numbers and a stock that is trading as OUTsurance at an all-time high.
Speaking of things that aren't going as rosy as people might have thought, we got MetAir confirmation, or MetAir rather gave us a SENS announcement saying that they've decided to exit their Turkey business. They aren't too happy with some of the performances that they've seen in the region, but most likely a big factor there is the hyperinflation in that environment. What does that suggest about what we've seen some of the other companies do? We've seen a couple of companies that operate beyond South Africa's borders saying that in markets of uncertainty or hyperinflation, it might not be worth sticking around.
Absolutely. And this business for Meta, I think, has long been problematic. It was mostly selling into Russia. A decade ago, when Russia invaded Crimea, things got a little sticky. Of course, they got a whole lot worse 2.5 years ago when they invaded Ukraine. There's also the Turkish lira, which has been under significant pressure. And then, as you mentioned, the problem with the hyperinflation. So them exiting isn't a surprise. I suppose the question more is, I thought they might have done it a little bit sooner. They're getting a nice chunk of change in Turkey, the market price to stock up 7%. To your point around sort of globalization, the problem is, and we've seen it MTN, with, you know, they've got a great business in Nigeria, but the Nigerian naira has collapsed, and that means their profits from there are down, what, a third or a half, and truthfully, not going to recover back to previous levels relative to naira strength. And international expansions are difficult. Then maybe you say, well, okay, next go to a stable currency, and next go to Europe or the US. You go to the US, that is the absolute hotbed of capitalism, and you know, you're perhaps even less likely to succeed just because it's tough. CEOs are very good at knowing what they do, but as soon as you step beyond the immediate, it gets a lot harder than most people expect.
And as you say this, I think of examples in the US, in the case of Sasol and the Lake Charles project. I think of Poland and the spa business deciding to exit Poland as well. Definitely interesting times when businesses operate in other regions. I think of almost all of the mining companies that have elected to pursue efforts in Australia, not having the best time there. Speaking of those mining companies, Platinum Counters seemingly still fighting the good fight. They've been under a lot of pressure and they're finally getting some breathing room.
Yeah, so let me give you top three movers in the top 40. Implats up 9.1, Spania 8.2, Northam 8.1. Another very strong day. That followed on the back of Thursday and Friday when they were incredibly strong. Yesterday, a bit of a pause there. I've got to say, so let's look at the PGMs. I think there's two things driving the story here. One, I just think chronically oversold and a very strong bounce from oversold. Let's be clear about that. Very strong. If we look at the PGMs, platinum is just going sideways. It continues to go sideways. Sub $1,000 an ounce has been doing for a number of years. Palladium at current levels, call it 1,080, run nicely or support. It's at an interesting juncture. If palladium can keep on going, and of course, we had Sibanye-Stillwater last week say they're going to remove palladium production. If that carries on going, then I mean, 1250, even 1350 for palladium is possible. And that is very much going to excite our miners. We've got to remember, we mostly mine platinum, not palladium. We've also seen rhodium ticking up a little bit. So, you know, it's only up to 4,800. But it started the year at around 4,250, so a little bit of an increase there. Small amounts of rhodium being mined, but the PGM bulls, I suppose we call them, are very excited, and there might be more upside here. Personally, I'm not involved, but watch that palladium price. If it can break through the immediate resistance, it could do another 15%, and that will see more upside in these very oversold stocks.
Sai, before I let you go, the South African picture kind of looks rosy on all fronts. Are there any sectors that might be lagging in your view that you think might underperform if we do start to see a bit of a run in the markets?
There are some laggers. I think broadly the sectors that are running up are pretty much the correct one. REITs, real estate investment trusts, they run because with government rates coming down, where do you find yield? Well, you buy property stocks. And they started running October last year. We've seen it in local retailers, ShopRite at 300, Mr. Price, the Fashini Group, all have been running well this year as well. In the small cap space, it's more of a mixed bag. We've even seen the motor dealerships, Motus, Combined Motor, have been running as well. We've seen the moves. What we're talking about now, the 6 months of good news. When we sat back in January, okay, load shedding aside, I honestly didn't have that on my bingo card for 2024. But there was a path there for South Africa, which was very positive, and there certainly were investors and have been investors. I think the laggers are mostly lagging for broadly the right reasons. They will get lifted as well. Rising tide lifts all ships. But I'm still disliking the winning sectors. We could be in for, I don't call it a golden period, but we could be in for a better period for SA Inc. in South Africa over the next couple of years.
The road looks bright, and it does look like we're going to be in for some really sunny days on SA Inc. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Simon. As always, that's Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout today, as well as share some thoughts around what lies ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.